And welcome back to Front and Center, brought to you by Frontier Communications. I'm Dan Lovallo, and joining us now is Jessica Scooby, Business Development Manager at Central Connecticut State University's Institute of Technology and Business Development. And Jessica, welcome to Front and Center.
Well, thank you very much.
And again, as an overview, and we've talked about this before on our program, but for people who do not know, the Institute is located in downtown New Britain, right?
That's correct.
Now, is it a part of Central Connecticut? Because sometimes people seem a bit confused.
Absolutely. It is a department within Central Connecticut State University, but it is a self-supporting arm and an outreach function of the university. So where most people are coming in to see Central Connecticut State, a lot of times we're actually going out and servicing the business community. So we're in and out, but we are part of Central.
So self-sustaining, for people who might not know, in a university landscape, what does self-sustaining mean?
It means that we support ourselves, so we earn our revenue, we pay for our staff, and we operate our business as we have it. And we have an obligation also to give back to the university to contribute to the bottom line and to help raise revenue.
Now, I don't want to say that ITBD is a well-kept secret, because obviously some people know about ITBD, but there are a lot of people who don't know about the Institute. Talk about that.
That's right. I actually sometimes think about it as the best-kept secret, and if I could clone myself and put myself out there more, I would. But we are an outreach arm of the university, and what we do is we focus on customized training programs for business clients throughout the state of Connecticut. We also offer conference solutions and business incubation. So from startup businesses, we help them grow and become self-sustaining. We help them become a nurtured, successful business, and then they can go out into the community and help contribute to Connecticut as a successful state.
So I think perhaps maybe that's where part of the confusion is. In other words, you're an intrapreneur. Somebody's an intrapreneur. In order to take advantage of what the Institute has to offer, do they have to enroll as a student in Central Connecticut? How does that work?
Absolutely not. They have to have an established LLC, a great business plan, and there's an easy-to-use form right on our website, and all they have to do is apply to ITBD. So they do not need to be a student in any way, shape, or form.
So they apply, they fill out the necessary paperwork. What happens next?
We walk them through the process, make sure all of the I's are dotted and T's crossed. And in order to be an incubator at ITBD, and incubators tend to be mixed use, so there are a lot of different organizations and universities that do host business incubation. Ours tend to be a mix of, they could be consultants, they could be building apps, they're technology-based, they're not necessarily in pharmaceutical or biopharma, that's not our niche. But they have to make sure that they are self-sustaining or at least making some revenue, because they do pay a very little overhead to exist at ITBD. So we want to make sure that they're in a good place before they come in. So they want to make sure that they have a good idea that is in place and they're making a little bit of money.
So once they're enrolled, what services are available at ITBD?
Well, first, they have a home, and depending on the office space, all of the rates are reasonably priced, so it's affordable for them to come. And they have four walls that they could house themselves in, so they have a business space. And they have a community of the other incubators that they have located at ITBD as well that have a different term of longevity. Some have been there for maybe 2 years, some are brand new, but they have the nurturing of the other surrounding businesses that are going through the same thing that they are, and that also helps. And there are some long-term folks that have stayed at ITBD that have become tenants, so they're no longer incubators, they're self-sustaining businesses. But they decided they kind of matched the mission of the university. And so now they can say, okay, this is what we've learned over length of time, and help them to grow. Plus, we do provide training opportunities and ways for them to improve themselves in running their business and operating more successfully. Most individuals who are coming in to become a business owner, they don't necessarily think of all of the attributes of running that business, that they also have to become a human resources professional. If they're going to hire someone, they also have to be a bookkeeper. They also have to work with payroll if they need to pay someone. And they also have to do sales, which is not necessarily where they're at. Sometimes they understand what they were meant to do, but maybe that's not a sales gig for them. So there are a lot of diverse options that they have to look at. So having a community is necessary. Plus, they have us as resources as well.
Now, there have been many success stories out of this, haven't there?
Oh, yeah. There have been a number of individuals who have come out. They've had their organizations bought for, gosh, $1 million. They've given back to the university and given scholarships, which is a wonderful thing, but not expected. We actually have an incubator now that had made their own LED lights that they're having installed. So there have been a great number of successes. Unfortunately, like all incubation and business owners, as you know, the stats aren't good. There are a lot of numbers to get some success in there. So it's the same game as anybody else, but we hope that they are present and take advantage of all of those resources, and having that is going to contribute to their success.
Are there actual students at Central Connecticut State enrolled in the Institute?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, there are. We have a business plan competition every year that is actually sponsored through the School of Business and Stanley Black & Decker as well. And through that competition, some of the previous years as well have offered space in our incubation as a prize. So not only did they get a financial scholarship towards the startup of their business, like $10,000 and the ability to start their LLC, but they also got a home at ITBD as part of that. So that's part of the incubator process. Plus, in addition, we do have students that will come over to ITBD and partake in our open enrollment classes. We do a lot of training and conduct training for the business community, and they take value to that as well. We give them opportunities to train with ITBD.
Can an entrepreneur, let's say they're working on a particular project for their business, enlist the help of a student?
Sure, absolutely. We have internship opportunities, both paid and unpaid, that they could do that. In addition, we also have connections outside the university with other departments that they could utilize some other resources as well. So absolutely, they could. It's up to them, however, as a business, to also ask.
Talking with Jessica Scooby, Business Development Manager at Central Connecticut State University's Institute of Technology and Business Development, which is located in downtown New Britain. You are listening to Front and Center. I'm Dan Lavallo. There's also a conference center at ITBD. Talk about that.
That is. We have a number of rooms that are available for conference services. They could be small rooms. You could have a meeting with as few as 10. You could have also an event with 300. And we have extremely reasonable prices to rent those rooms, and they vary between $200 and $500 a day. Full suite of catering services that are available. And it's a very convenient location. It's right off the highway in downtown New Britain. It's right off of Route 9. It's close to 91 and 84. So it's a prime location. There's ample parking. And again, we offer pretty much soup to nuts, everything that you need, and we'll even help you with organization if you need it. Those services we can talk about if you are not sure how to actually run a conference, but we can help you with event management if you need that. But yes, we have a number of rooms, state-of-art facility, and we also have a full station computer lab with over 20 computers with all of the soup to nuts technology you need. So it could be an event that could be a training program. It could also be a conference that you might want to have, or a small intimate location meeting.
So from that perspective, then, how does someone go about planning a conference at the conference center?
Well, if you don't have an idea in mind, we can certainly talk about that, and I can work with them, and certainly our director, Rick Mullins, could also work with them too. But the first step would be calling our conference center manager. Her name is Cindy Walker, and she would be the first connection to helping, and we can talk about what they're hoping to accomplish, and we can give them some suggestions and talk about best practices. And we've run events at ITBD there in that location since 1993. So we've been doing it for quite some time and service a number of different clients during the year. So we have all of the experience to help them from soup to nuts.
And you mentioned before as far as location and accessibility, and there is also plenty of parking there.
There is. There's ample parking right in the municipal parking garage, which is located right at the rear of our parking garage at ITBD. It's right off of Bank Street. It's really easy to get to.
Now, what about the training center at ITBD? What can you tell us about that?
Well, the training center itself is, we utilize our own rooms to host training programs. And we have at the training center open enrollment programs that we run throughout the year. And they are a number of different variety of courses. They are management training courses that could be 21st century leadership for supervisors and managers, technical courses for manufacturers like blueprint reading, GD&T, internal auditor quality trainings with certain standards. And we also do have project management courses and some new courses down the pike for some new technologies, including SolidWorks. We're hosting currently to date for 3D printing. And we're also going to add a new SolidWorks advanced course that will be coming up later this year. And we're expanding our offerings more into soft skills, which will include motivation, coaching that coincide nicely with our management training we currently have.
Outside of Pokemon Go, 3D printing seems to be the hottest thing. Talk about that.
It is. It is. We have 3D printing classes that we host, and they're not very long. That's the whole point. We need pragmatic, quick, feet on the streets training so you can get in, get what you need to know, and get out and start using it. So our SolidWorks training is 2 days long, and it's very affordable, especially out in the marketplace. But you can go in and actually work on 3D printers. We actually have an education innovation center, and I believe the last podcast that you might have had with Rick talked a little bit about that. But we have 3D printers right on site at ITBD, from biodegradable plastic 3D printers to even a 3D printer that can print Kevlar, if you can imagine. So they could also understand how to apply that technology and understand also what the business community, how they're using those technologies to leverage their business right on site. So you can actually have the training there and learn how to apply that, which is actually the whole point of providing training in the first place.
We talk a lot about the downtown campus. What about online classes? Are they available?
We have, it's funny that you say that. We're launching an online class coming up in the fall, the first one that we've ever had at ITBD, not necessarily at Central, but it's called Six Sigma for Champions. And really what it is, Six Sigma, is that a concept that you're familiar with?
No, please explain that to our audience.
Well, there's a certification that there's a number of varieties. There's a yellow belt, there's a green belt, there's a black belt. And it's really for folks who are dealing with process optimization, and they have to go through a number of rigorous activities and hours of very dedicated skill training if they are involved with quality and process in order to achieve those certifications or belts, as you might have it. We have classes at ITBD that are on site. We have both a green belt and a black belt, and we can do them customized for companies as well. We actually go out and do those trainings for them as well. We don't have them all at ITBD. We'll go and do them at a company. But this year, this online class is intended to help managers who manage those folks who actually are in quality and process optimization and have those acquired skills. The folks who are managing, though, they could be a high-level manager, a mid-level manager, may or may not actually be a skilled black belt or green belt Six Sigma qualified professional. So how do you manage someone, and why? How do you understand the methodologies that they are using to do their job? So this is a new online training. It's a hybrid course. It's a combination of having classroom as well as online. So it's a little bit of both, but it gives the ability for them to learn the skills, understand the basics, and be able to get some tips and tricks in order for them to effectively manage those individuals and understand really what is it that they're saying and why are they saying it. And that's critical for management.
No question about that. Mm-hmm. What about, because you offer several areas, GD&T, blueprint reading, statistical process control, project management. Talk about some of that.
Well, I mean, the variety of those areas, for us, our wheelhouse really started at ITBD in manufacturing. That was the whole part of why ITBD was established in the first place. So we started with manufacturer training based on what the critical needs were of the employers that were in the business community. And that's how we were founded. So we've built on that. So that's where blueprint reading and GD&T came. And then off came those other skill sets that we now have. So management training is the 21st century leadership, because management training is so necessary, that's out there. But also you have lean, which is a big name that's out there, and it's been for a long, long time, but also how to implement lean properly. So that's a lot of what we do. And then you also mentioned project management, root cause. Some of those are critical skills that are needed in the workforce, but sometimes a little bit lacking. And, you know, at Central, all of our programs at Central, if you are a student, they cover a lot of those attributes. But I would imagine if you had gone to school and you had taken 4 years worth of classes, sometimes you need a little bit of a refresher. And that's really, a lot of times we'll see some of those folks come back and do some training with us, because the business community wants them to then go learn again and do. And how you do it might change a little bit as time goes on. Methodologies change, technology changes. And so we actually change our courses to meet those needs. So our courses are transitioning more frequently.
Just as an aside from this, and I've had them on my program front and center, members of Georgetown University, they did a report on the recovery from the recession, and millions of jobs were created, but just 80,000 of those jobs went to those who had a high school diploma or less. My point being, education is a must, right?
It is. It is. And it's ever evolving. And I think that's the most important and critical nature. A lot of our collaborations are kind of getting into the roots of maybe STEM education. We go a little bit farther than a typical university is. We are going out and we work with a group, TRIO, which is also a federally funded program that works with the middle and high school students. Ours work with the New Britain Area Regional Comprehensives. And so they come to ITBD, middle and high school students, and work in our 3D printing labs. And they're actually working and being mentored by Central students so that they can actually understand how important that connection is in terms of going to school, but also understanding, hey, you know, this technology can be cool. It is important to the business community. It serves a need, but it can be applied, so it has relevance, but it is still cool. And so understanding those nuances and different, and we just want to have those students, those middle and high school students, we're hoping to get them into a college track. We hope they go to Central, but at this point, we want them to go to college. And at one point, give back and do the same. So I have a program that I run. It's called a faculty in residence program. It's one of the training initiatives that I have that's an outreaching one that works with businesses. And I try to engage students into those particular programs to help them get that connection into the business that they're using as a college student. So they'll attend CCSU. They'll have an internship with one of the businesses I'm working on. We're applying some of those business projects. Well, some of the students that I've used as interns in those programs, they started in TRIO. So they were actually those middle and high school kids that were becoming mentored. Then they started going to Central and they became a mentored individual and were mentoring those students. Now they were engaged as interns, and now they were actually graduating and full-time employed. So it's creating those connections, making real pragmatic employees out of the students that we have, but again, encouraging them also to go home and give back. In fact, I have a student who just actually was hired at Pratt & Whitney, and he goes home and educates his little sister on he built his own 3D printer from scratch. But understanding the importance of technology and encouraging his female sister to go into STEM education as well.
What a terrific story. Mm. Talking with Jessica Scooby, Business Development Manager at Central Connecticut State University's Institute of Technology and Business Development here on Front and Center. How can the manufacturing sector throughout the state take advantage of ITBD from the perspective, and I guess there have been some stories, from the perspective of let's go to some of the students there and ask them to help us out with a project?
In terms of the manufacturing business community, the biggest thing is to actually start asking questions and ask for help. I think a lot of times the folks don't realize that the university systems and everyone in there are, it's not just Central. Southern is also working with their regional areas to try to expand out and help improve the business community. Housatonic Community College is, as Nuntuck Community College. So I think sometimes they don't understand that there are resources that are in their backyard that they can pull from and utilize in order to progress in their business. So they don't know where to start. So the first thing that they should do is raise their hand and say, hey, I have a question. How do I do this? This is what I want to do. There are sometimes business confusions in terms of a organization. They might think that they want to go in a particular direction, but some other things need to happen first in order for them to gain progress. A great example would be sometimes people will come and ask for a blueprint reading training, but some of the employees that they need to have trained don't understand basic math skills or some computer skills. So they have to have some training and maybe some skill sets first before they get that provided. So asking, having a good educated conversation and being able to have an open one is important and knowing who to ask. So that's a good start. So I would say call me. We're not experts in everything, and I will certainly defer to someone who might be better if that's necessary, who would be better than what we can do, because you can't be an expert in all. But the manufacturers in our state have a lot of leveraged opportunities. There's a lot of grants that are available that are out there to help them in their education and the training of their employees, from the apprenticeship grants that are out there with the Department of Labor through the DECD. I have a grant through the differentiation transformation to help them with people, process, and technology improvements. There's express loan programs to help them raise up their technology. There are other areas throughout the state. So understanding what those resources are and then finding a good resource that they can trust. So ITBD, both Rick Mullins and myself, we know all of those different programs. We hand them out to our clients, and we might reference out CCAT. We might reference out CONSTEP. We might reference out other areas so that they understand the big picture, because they really are going to have to look at that to leverage the resources that are available to them. But they need to pick what's a good fit. Pragmatic, good, quick, affordable training that will get the job done. And I know certainly ITBD does that.
I was reading a story, I think in the Hartford Business Journal, about a Michigan firm which was looking for the design of some device. Mm-hmm. And ITBD was mentioned to them. And so they went to ITBD. And I guess it was a great success story. What do you know about that?
Well, we've been very successful in working with the business community and helping them with designs through our education and innovation center. So that's kind of the connection in there. Clients come to us for a number of different reasons. We've worked with the business community. So all they have to do is fill out a very easy form. They ask us what they want, or they can just give us a call, and then we help them with that design. They come in and work with our residence member who will actually help. There's actually university faculty that can oversee students, and actually they're helping to build those ideas and working on the design in conjunction with those businesses. So it's actually a well-rounded educational opportunity, but that's not the only success story. There are plenty of others that are there. For me, it's just kind of a drop in the bucket. But we've helped businesses actually save their product from understanding how 3D printing can help their design and reduce 12 parts to sometimes 2 or 3, and if saved business clients from going abroad just in understanding new technology and how to leverage it so they can optimize their products.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I think you were quoted in that same story about how some portions of the manufacturing sector are just reluctant to reach out for help. Is that right?
You know what? Sometimes. And there is a dichotomy there. You know, sometimes people find something good and they're not necessarily reluctant to reach out to help for help so much as they find something good and they might be reluctant to share what worked. And that's not true of all organizations, but that is true of some. It's not even reluctant to ask for help. It's sometimes I don't know where to start. You know, that happens a lot. I work with a number of organizations. I work with the New Haven Manufacturers Association. I help them with their program committee. I like to look at all the angles of business to see what the problems are so we can really relate to them. And what frustrates me a lot is that I hear business owners who are just overwhelmed. And the thing is, it's not just in large business that you have problems. Small business owners, everything is a problem. They can't figure out how to keep up with the technology that abroad just seems to be going faster, and it's easier because we've had delays in how they've been able to get technology today. They don't know what programs that are out there to help them because there's just so many. And how do you keep up with that? Because you're trying to make payroll. You're trying to keep up to date with your product. You're just trying to push product out. You're trying to keep a great culture to make you a good company to work for. And you're just trying to keep your lights on. And that's just a scratching the surface. So it's overwhelming, you know, at the end of the day. And so how do they get that help? I think it may not be a reluctance. It's just, where do you go? And I think the first place is you find somebody that you can trust and you ask the question, you know, hey, these are the things I'm working on. Where do you start? And so that's really a lot of some of the very detailed programs that we have at ITBD. They're complicated. They're not necessarily just a training class. But sometimes we have to sit down and say, okay, let's attack it one step at a time, and we can actually help you grow.
Terrific. Jessica, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan.
Jessica Scooby, Business Development Manager at CCSU's Institute of Technology and Business Development, has been our guest. Thanks for listening to Front and Center.